Welcome to WKCS Falcon Radio, broadcasting since 1952. It is now time for the countdown to kickoff, where we will be taking a look back at last week's games, previewing this week's games, and interviewing your Fulton football players. It is countdown to kickoff on WKCS Radio. Welcome to countdown to kickoff, previewing tonight's game, West Rebels taking on your Fulton Falcons. It will be senior night for your Falcons. I'm Lucas Hill, and here with me always is Tito Menefee. First up, let's take a look back at some of last week's action around the county. First game being Catholic beating Carter 55-14. To be honest, I thought that this game was going to be a lot closer just because I figured that Catholic would come in, or Carter would come in and catch Catholic sleeping, and I thought that Carter would capitalize on that.
No, I really knew that Catholic was going to come in and just conquer over the Hornets. But at the end, you want a good game. You don't want to see a blowout. But Catholic just came to play that night, and Carter couldn't help and couldn't do, like, good on our own.
Catholic, I mean, they come to play every night. They're a very good football team, and not a lot of people should be sleeping on them, even though nobody really is. But
yeah, I say they are a good team, but they have been struggling the past 2 years, and they've just been trying to find a way in. As long as they get in the playoffs, I think that's what they really, really desire.
And I agree with you. Next game is Central beating Anderson County 49-7. This game really shocked me because I figured the score was going to be a lot closer as well, like the last one I thought. The way Anderson County played us, they showed they had a fight, but I guess Central never let off the gas during that game.
No, this game, well, you got to realize Anderson County is playing without a quarterback. Their quarterback suffered a broken jaw against Catholic.
See, I didn't know that, but I remember watching when they played us, and I guess they had their quarterback at that time. They showed something special. I mean, they showed they had fight, and they showed that they wouldn't give up, and they battled y'all pretty hard in the first two quarters.
Yeah. I wouldn't make no excuses for that game, even though I wasn't playing or Shaitan wasn't. But we came out after halftime and just gave them what we can give them. And we gave up with Coach Black giving us a good pep talk. But, yeah, Central gave them a game that they didn't think would happen.
And Central, they're another very good team in the state. I feel like they're probably going to go far in the state tournament, too.
Yeah, I can't wait to meet them in 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. The next game is Farragut scoring 69 and Lenore City scoring 7. Who would have thought that Farragut would have scored 69 points in a game and only allowed their opponent to score 7?
Now, that's one game I really thought was going to be close and really surprised me at the end of the score. I thought Lenore City was going to come and give Farragut a fight, but Farragut came to play and came with a game plan, and Lenore City didn't just capitalize off of any of their mistakes.
I mean, I know Farragut, they're a pretty good football program, but that's crazy to me that they scored 69 points. Either they were on it that night, or Lenore City just let them have it.
Yeah, I think Farragut just came to play that night.
Last game is Campbell County beating Carnes 54-16. Campbell County has been on a tear this year, even though they have lost a game, and I believe it's one game. They still show me that they are a top-contending team in the state of Tennessee.
Yeah, I really think they are. I really, really do.
I mean, we talk about them almost every week and how they're returning a bunch of starters from last year. I mean, they're another sleeper team. You can't sleep on them because if you do, then you're liable to get beat by them. And same thing goes for Halls. They both play in a similar fashioned way, and you can't sleep on those two teams.
Yeah, what Coach Black always taught us, even if it's teams like Union County, always come in and respect them and don't overthink and just sleep on them. You always got to be prepared for the worst.
It is now time to take a break. We will be back with more Countdown to Kickoff on WKCS Falcon Radio.
Broadcasting from Fulton High School since 1952, this is Falcon Radio 91.1 FM, WKCS Knoxville.
Getting you updated on everything going on at Fulton High School, Falcon Radio presents what's happening at Fulton. Fulton students, are you looking for tutoring? Trio Talent Search is offering free tutoring sessions after school from 4 until 5:15 on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, and to 2 to 3:15 in the library. See Mr. Vernon Anderson for more details. Congratulations to the School Profession Students of the Month, Whitney DeBusk and Aaron Grubb. The Student of the Month for the School of Communications are Ansley Marsh and Lexi Gillen. Flu shots will be given by the Public Health Department on Wednesday, October 26th from noon to 2 p.m. Permission forms will be handed out by your first block teacher. These must be signed by your parent or guardian and returned to the main office. These flu shots are free to the Fulton students. You can look at pictures from the Fulton events on Facebook by liking the Fulcom News Service. These pictures are taken and edited by the Fulton photographers. What's Happening at Fulton is a look at important school announcements and is a public service presentation of WKCS Knoxville.
Falcon Radio.
Welcome back to Countdown to Kickoff. Since tonight is senior night, Tito will be doing the questions at the end. It is now time to talk about games this week. First game is Gibbs taking on Carter. With the run style that Gibbs has, I think Carter will have a hard time stopping it, and plus, Gibbs has been on a tear this year.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go ahead and give it to Gibbs. I think Gibbs on the way to be a nice team to want to beat. Plus, I think they proved themselves against Halls, who has beat people that already been known for good talent. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give it to Gibbs this week.
And I agree with you. Gibbs, they're a very good football team. I know they took a tough loss to us, but we're also a very good football team. And, yeah, with their run game, I'm taking Gibbs in that one too.
Yeah, I don't think Carter got the defense to shut them down and to contain the quarterback as my boy Hunter Fortner. I think he's going to go out and have a nice game.
Next game is South Dole taking on Farragut. This game is going to be a good one, but the way that Farragut beat up on Lenoir City last week, I have them winning big.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give this to Farragut. I don't think South Dole got the DBs and secondary to shut down Farragut as a passing team. So, yeah, I'm going to have to give it to the Admirals.
Yeah, I'm going with you on that one. Like I said, they scored 69 points on Lenoir City, and that's hard. That's hard for any high school football team to do. 69 points in a game, I give them credit. Next game is Oak Ridge playing Webb. To me, this game is the game of the week. Both teams know how to win, and both know how to play football. But I feel like T. Higgins will be a big part in this game, and I have them winning off of him.
I'm going to have to go with Webb on this one. I think the Spartans are going to have to come out with a good win and to shut down the Wildcats.
Don't get me wrong. Webb, they're a very good football team, and I believe they'll give them a fight. Last game is Halls taking on Carnes. To me, this is no question, Halls taking the win. Halls has been doing good this year, and don't let their three losses fool you. They're a very good football team.
Carnes have been struggling this past year with the loss of a teammate that went on and played for Oklahoma State now. But, yeah, I'm going to have to go ahead and give this to Halls because Carnes, they don't think they will bounce back this year.
And I agree with you. Now, Tito, we come to the point in the show where it's now time for the questions. First question is, because this is senior night, will you approach this game any different way?
No, I'm going to come in like I do in every other game. Well, because I come in with a lot of intensity and with a lot of heart, and I'm just going to play the best of my abilities to better my team.
What is one memory you have from the past 4 years on the football field?
The past 4 years? Maybe my sophomore game when I got in and played like a lot of time in state championship game. Yeah.
Last question. I know that West is a really good football team. How will you guys be able to beat them?
West, we got to come in, be a mistake-free team, or if we do have mistakes, to capitalize off of them and to keep on moving and keep that train going. As like Ben Conaway said, just keep that motivation going and keep that momentum.
Thank you, Tito, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
This has been Lucas Hill and Tito Menifee on Countdown to Kickoff. Go Falcons.